Welcome in, kingly brothers and heroic husbands from around the planet. Welcome to this new episode of the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is the one podcast where everything we do, we say, we express aims to support you become the marriage transforming hero of your relationship. Boy, oh fucking boy, in the words of a good friend of mine from Dublin, this is a whopper. And around Dublin to say it's a whopper. It's like when something is of immense importance, it's massive, it's awesomely brilliant and important. This is a whopper of an episode. I have spoken to it before, yet, boy oh boy, it's like the elephant in the room. If you don't put the lens of your conscious awareness completely on this topic, fearlessly on this topic, take it out of the shadowy recesses of your mind, of your heart, of your soul, of your nervous system. Put the fucking mess off it. The 50 car fucking motorway pileup. It's carnage. If you don't put that out in front of you and just see it, feel it, witness it, be with it, you're going to suffer in marriage long term. High chances divorce is going to come down to you karmically, high chances you're going to live unhappily ever after unless you sort this out. And this is the shadowy issue, the most unspoken issue for modern men is undealt with resentment of your mother. And it's such a triggering topic. Maybe not for you, maybe there's a good number of you listening in where it's like, hey, you're consciously aware, you know, you might actually be relatively okay and relatively open in your own mind that you just have a deep resentment for your mom. She's been a bit of a bitch, still is, whatever. And like, hey, that's okay. This is like black box thinking. That's okay. A big issue is that a lot of guys can, because in the Mr. Nice Guy type, you know, upbringing that we end up getting, we spend so much time in the presence of our moms, is we can have this sort of moral picture of, you know, our moms were sort of perfect. We can intellectually rationalize as grown men, it's like, oh yeah, well, there was this and that and it wasn't great, but by and large emotionally we relate with our moms in sort of, it's all light, there's the light and the shadow, but no, forget about the shadow, we would just put that to the back recess of the mind. She was a lovely woman, she was so loving, and yet that's actually the bigger, that's probably one of the biggest edges for most men, is to take that back out of the shadow and go, yeah, there's a lot of light there. Yeah, she was very loving. Yes, she ticked a lot of boxes and that maternal bond, she did support me and nurture me as best she could. And it is also true that there's a dungeon at the back of my psyche where the 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old me packed a lot of fucking nasty stuff, a lot of horrible emotional experiences that I experienced as I looked on at my mom, as she related with my dad, as my dad related with her, as she related with me. And it ends up that is like a volcano in the back of your mind that comes out nastily. Now, if you don't know what I'm meaning about, what I'm talking about, I should say, most of you, well, I sort of like them, sort of don't, the whole Lord of the Rings films. Well, if you're familiar with that, there's Bilbo Baggins, and I call it like the Bilbo Baggins dark side. And if you're not familiar with it, like, you can, Lord of the Rings, there's the one ring, it's the super powerful ring, whatever. And there's this sweet character, Bilbo Baggins, he's this sort of like old guy. But it's like this ring has this deep power. And there's a scene I remember, it's like, it fucking freaks me. It's like it's a movie for kids, but it's so well done. It's like this nice guy, he's so warm. Bilbo is just like a heart of gold. He's humorous, he's funny, he's like just mischievous sort of a character. Everything is to be liked. He's likable in such a profound way. But when the ring comes out in his presence, at one moment, it's like this nasty, his entire energy, his entire face, he becomes truly like demonic. And if you guys that have seen the films, if you can remember that scene where it's like, fuck, where did that come from? Like, Bilbo Baggins, his dark side, this devilish, shadowy fucking demon came out through him. And he just, like, growls, "Oh, my precious!" And it's like, "Get away from the ring!" And my question to you, and if you guys haven't seen the film or whatever, if you can intuitively imagine that sort of a transformation from nice guy, nice, to boom, this all of a sudden, your queen says something, does something, or doesn't say something, doesn't do something. You know, there's an expectation in you that she should say or do something she doesn't. Has it been your experience that at times, and probably for most of you, many times, I'd say all of you, that there's a Bilbo Baggins dark side comes out in you, where it can at times feel even shocking that, like, this mundane, simple little thing she said, done, just triggers some explosive feeling inside of you that spills out. Some of you might think you're masters in the art of disguising it. It's like, well, you know, it's like, it's intense inside, but I don't, like, I never shout at her, and I don't curse her, and I don't hit her. And it's like, okay, it's a classic nice guy thing. It's like, you think it's so fucking tidy, but hey man, just get up to speed. If you're fresh in this conversation here at Beat Husband She Brags About in the Heroic Husband's Men Circles, we call ourselves out in that shit. It's like behavioral language 101. You know, the body language is 90-95% of it. The words don't mean fucking shit. So even if your words aren't so-called nasty, man, your energy is like the Bilbo Baggins energy. It's like, this is why we do the five pillars of heart closure awareness. It's like your eyes communicate. Your eyes go, just lock in an aggressive stance with her. You know, your posture, your shape is communicating. Arms folded, fists clenched. You're pointing to the door. You're all triggered emotionally. You're shut down. You're slumped forward, facing away from her. You roll away from her in the bed. You stare at the ceiling. You know, you go silent. You're breathing in an erratic sort of anxious pattern, which subconsciously will trigger her. She'll know, I'm not safe around this man. You have unexpressed, unfelt, unrecognized within yourself. You mightn't even be aware, but there's a deep charge of frustration, anger, rage, aggression, jealousy, disappointment, grief, sadness, you know, you name it. And again, it's like, how often has your queen said to you, it's like, hey honey, are you okay? And your default answer is, I'm fine. She queries, but she's not querying to ask if you're okay or not. She's not fucking stupid. She's asking you because she wants to know, do you know I am seeing that you're so fucking upset, but I don't feel safe enough to call you out on it and to call your explicit awareness to it. So I'm going to ask you this question and see, can you arrive there by yourself? And so often we don't. It's been my experience that every single guy, without exception, has these moments where nasty shit spills out. And the habit can be that, hey, there can be so much righteousness in it. Well, she's fucking wrong, so all of this nastiness has a root cause. It's whore. She shouldn't fucking do that. She should do, shouldn't do, etc., etc. It's right versus wrong. However, lean into this. I would bring your awareness that every single one of you, it's all to do with undealt with resentments with your mom. You can go to therapy. You can go to therapy for 2 years, 10 years. I've met many guys that have done a fuckload of hours in therapy. They know every single childhood wound. They can talk about that shit. They can write like 10 volumes of like a PhD in-depth fucking thesis on their childhood, and they're still fucking shit at being a husband. They're still shit at being a dad. They're still shit at holding space for the humans in their life, because they don't know the depth of darkness that actually still lies within them emotionally, on a trauma at the ground zero level. This episode and this entire movement is about the ground zero type shit. This is why it's so brutally fucking effective. It's uncomfortable. But because it's uncomfortable, that's where the effect comes in. So yeah, strap yourselves in. Let's lean in for a really rip-roaring ride here. What is it that's really happening? You gotta, like, the part of the therapy, and, like, I know, guys, I don't, like, I honestly, I'll be open, I don't have this super beautiful relationship with therapy. I don't think therapy is actually very effective. Again, it's effective at getting you from dysfunctional to functional within a society. But functional in this society, within marriage, is fucking putrid. Like, functional is like, oh, well, they just don't argue and they might fuck every now and then. You're functioning. You're actually functioning way better than most. So, like, it's like, well done. But the man and the woman, the masculine soul, the feminine soul, is nowhere near being fully liberated, feeling fucking like fully imbued with life and energy, and nowhere near. Dysfunctional to functional is not the game here. You got to go fucking deeper. So when you look back at childhood, and again, this isn't like the therapeutic, it's like, I don't want to fucking, it's not like, just tell me the fucking strategies, cool. You know, piss off to Instagram and get the memes and practice shit that won't work if you want. If you're not ready for like a ferociously challenging, masculine, open-hearted, black box style, let's get fucking truly objective with what's going on type of conversation. You got to look back at childhood, not to fuck arse around there for 10 years talking about the shit, but you got to get the flash lamp off your conscious awareness and get fucking honest with what went down and what didn't go down. One of the biggest obstacles in this, definitely with your mom, and the same can be with your dad, is this sort of morality of, it's my mom, you know, it's like, there's this sort of thing, you're like a man, a son, you're meant to love your mom, like she's the woman that brought you into life, and right or wrong, you know, she mightn't been perfect, but she still nurtured you, did her 10 out of 10 best, probably like overcame a lot of obstacles to do her best, etc. Maybe that's not you, but like, you know, by and large, we feel there's this moral thing that we're just supposed to love our mom, love. So getting really honest can feel really uncomfortable when you're coming from that paradigm. I just would bake it in here. It's like fuck morality to the side, and hey, your mom isn't listening in. She's not there listening in the background, and it's pretty fucking weird if you're listening to this in the same room as your mom. And like, it's like, just, it's my expectation you're not. She's not listening in with you, man. This is about you. This is like your life, your nervous system has went through, you know, the tapestry of every single fucking moment of your life thus far. Your nervous system, your heart, your soul, everything has experienced a lot of fucking shit going down. A lot of beautiful stuff, but a lot of shitty, traumatic experiences where, hey, you know, you were 2, you were 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. You know, those formative psychological years where all our belief systems are set down, or the majority of them. You experience a lot of life with not having conscious parents, you know, a full, you know, embodied tribe of people around you with elders that, hey, if your parents were, you know, caught and overwhelmed or doing lots of shit, you had elders there that had done, you know, deep, deep shadow work as a part of their entire life's journey that could hold space for you, so you could have all your attachment needs met, your authenticity needs met. The key foundational fucking human needs that, if they're not met, your nervous system gets into a warped fucking view of the world. Hence, we end up, you, just like me, man, having a fucking tsunami, a mountain, like this infinite flow of shitty experiences happening more and more we go into marriage, which floods into our parenting, which just floods into all stuff. So you gotta fucking look at it. It takes courage, but lean in. It's very worthwhile. I want to try and simplify this, you know, as much as possible. To start off, what I would say is, you know, your rational minded view now as the 30-year-old man, 40, 50, 60, whatever fucking age, whatever, you've had a lot of years to form deep beliefs and rationalizations that make sense of your world. You know, I'll just talk and it's like, yeah, but like, she wasn't that bad and I had a lot of good things that happened in my life, and you've made sense of it, and like, I honor that part of you. Every single one of us, we had to make some fucking sense out of it, or quite literally we'd have jumped from a fucking bridge. So the rational part of your mind, whatever belief system, whatever structured way of viewing your upbringing that sort of help you get to here, I honor that, man. I truly do. It functioned to get you here, but you will see that in your marriage, it ain't working out. And I, in this episode, I really want you to support you on a journey of making the link of, oh, okay, that all happened in childhood. that is my program that I am seeing and perceiving my relationship with my the queen in my life. And it's like, it ain't rose tinted glasses. It's actually fucking welding glasses. It's so black and over, I can't see or feel her heart anymore type shit. But it's all to do with what happened or did not happen as you grew up. Because, you know, your nervous system has experienced your mom. That's like masculine center you, feminine center your mom, and what did or didn't happen, that created your entire belief system, the entire paradigm of how you see, you know, the masculine relates with the feminine was based in. It makes sense, you know, it's like masculine to masculine. If you'll have trust issues with other men if you didn't know how to trust your dad. That's masculine to masculine, man to man. Sort of makes sense. You know, this is son with mother. That set the paradigm subconsciously as to, is this safe? Can I share my full authenticity with the feminine, the divine feminine in front of me? And will I have my attachment needs met? Your rational perspective now, I want you to imagine, because if you're like me and like the vast majority of men out there, part of how you coped with what happened in childhood was you found this rational, unfeeling part. I would say it's like you started living from your chin up at some point. A lot of guys, when I bring these type of exercises in Heroic Husbands men's circles, in the bootcamp intensive one-on-one coaching, which, of course, as always, if you want to go deeper in it, man, the conversation here in the podcast, I invite you to click in the podcast description, book a call if you want to go fucking deep. It's radically effective compared to therapy. I wouldn't even say it's in the same thing, in the same category. I want to keep it real fucking far end of the universe distinction between what I do, how I support guys, and therapy. If some of you guys have went to therapy for a long period of time, or some of you guys are therapists and feel a bit triggered, jump in the fucking call, man. You'll experience it firsthand what I'm talking about. There is a massive difference. So, to simplify that experience of childhood, and again, rip the rose-tinted glasses off that the adult you sort of might have went. It's like, oh, it wasn't that bad, and you know, you try and find some sort of a perspective on it. Looking back, it's not to blame your mom, it's not to blame parents, it's not to blame the past, but it's to look at it clearly with full clarity, not holding back. And it's like reconnecting with the amount of pain that you suffered that birthed the beliefs to try and cut you off from feeling that pain again. You know, simply put, like when your dad was an asshole to your mom, you were feeling your mom's pain and all her signs of suffering. And like, you will have a multitude. You could journal them. Every single guy, there'd be lots of different, like when she sighed, when she went quiet, when she cried, when she screamed back at your dad, when she just went quiet for a few days, when she would turn away, you know, in rejection of him, when she was shivering, when she hit, you know, alcohol because it's just the pain was too much. And 100 other different signs. You will have specific memories. Maybe some are suppressed to the point that you even forget, and hey, we can dissociate when we're younger, and indeed now, that we almost forget the pain and suffering. But you will have this visual or these memories of what that looked like, what that felt like. And it's like, her signs of suffering equals, hey, he's an asshole man. The man is the asshole. The man, your dad, sometimes it can be a stepdad, that's okay too. The primary masculine presence in your life, one or more of them. You know, the cause is the young boy goes, hey, dad says this, does this, whatever, causes pain. When I see my mom, see her sigh, crying, blah, 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 he's an asshole. So we make this simplistic link as a young boy, and of course it's simple. We see things in very black and white ways. It's like, he does that, he's bad. Anytime she shows any of these signs, he's wrong. You shouldn't fucking do that to mom, dad. You're making her cry. You're making her go sad. You're making her feel depressed. You're making her, you know, you are causing her. And it sort of makes sense because you're 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 years of age. Now, the other side is mom is an asshole to dad. You feel your dad's pain. And it's like her signs of assholery, I call it, equals asshole woman. It's like when she criticizes him, when she doesn't trust him, when she's always nagging at him, when she's always going in a way and communicating to dad like he can never get anything right. He does something right, but she finds some fault in something else. You know, and out to emotional abuse, explicit, really sort of bad stuff, but it's all, it's just not. So it's this really shitty feeling stuff. And I want you to start touching base within yourself. Lean into this. Get fucking real within your own nervous system. You know, are you cognizant of some signs both sides? When your dad was a bit of an asshole and you saw it, you felt your mother's pain, and it's like that hurt. Again, I'm not asking your 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old self to rationalize and go, yeah, but like it comes in the sweeping, unfeeling rationalization to hide from the pain of it. You'll have a library of memories, both conscious and more especially unconscious, that is there, both sides. Some of you might have the thing that your dad was the big baddie, or your mom was the big baddie. You know, the dad is the big baddie. Oh, mom was just perfect. You know, dad was the asshole. He was never there for her. He was always working. And you have your mother on a pedestal. Oh, fuck, that's a real warning sign. She's not in a pedestal. And you've got to look at a true, you know, did she meet your attachment needs? And this comes into the realm of, oh, she's so perfect. Well, you know, really, was she? Great intention, 10 out of 10. I honor ye guys for, you know, you've done your 10 out of 10 with the tools available to you. So maybe there is this part of you that you can look at your mom and go, and I'd say it's true. She did her 10 out of 10 best with the tools that was available to her. And there'd be a spectrum where that ended. 10 out of 10 best might be she fucking hung around, but she was still a fucking asshole. She served me dinner for a couple of decades. That was about the fucking height of it. Okay, that's fine. The other 10 out of 10 best might be, and she was like an amazing mom. She like created so many beautiful experiences, blah, 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 blah. But you got to look at your relationship with your mom. Again, this is like you specifically, son with mother. Did she meet your attachment needs? Like, more importantly, did you have this feeling that your mom could hold space for your authenticity, for your full, raw, authentic expression, as in when you were loud, when you were bold, when you were daring, when you were confident, when you were expressing your desires to do epic shit in the world? You know, was all of you welcome? Or were there times she was like, don't you get angry? A lot of times, most guys, like, anger is not allowed. You know, not enough masculine, conscious masculine presence around. A lot of times our dads were away, you know, our anger was shamed. Don't you get angry with me, young Mark, young whoever it is. And behind anger is like, the reason we experience anger is because we're trying to say no to something that is not true for us in that moment. So it's actually when your anger is suppressed, your authenticity is suppressed. So touch base. That's one of the key signs that guys glaze over, the sugarcoat over. How was your mom with dealing with your anger? Was she like, oh, son, hey, I feel there's a deep anger there. Maybe you've said something messy, you know, early days. And as you progress into teenage years, I feel your anger. Hey, let's sit down. I'm curious about why you're angry with me, why you're so pissed off. I want to get real. I want to know what's authentic, what's true for you. Like, what are you experiencing as a boy now, as a young teenager, as a young man? I want to know what your truth is. Like, did you feel completely seen, heard, and safe in the expression of your anger with your mom? You might be the one in a fucking in 10,000 that I have yet to meet, but when I go that explicit with guys in group, one and one, very fucking few have said yes. None, actually. None. Sorry. What I'm saying, very few. Fucking none. They're like, no, anger just wasn't allowed. It was like frowned upon. It was like, I was told, like, just sort of ultimately it's that it's wrong. So you end up, anger is your way of going, hey, does this, what you're saying, what you're doing, what's happening in this environment with how you're setting up this house, mom, and of course it extends to your dad, but we're dealing with mom, with mother issues. My anger is not held space for, thus my authenticity. My voice doesn't count here. Because anger is my emotional system, my emotional guidance system's way of saying no to something so I can birth a recognition within myself and express what's true for me, what my needs actually are. I need more space. I need respect. I need, you know, education in this part. I need to speak about sex around here, but it's been shamed. Like, sexual shaming is another major thing. There can be a ton of shaming that our moms did because their relationships, by and large, 99.999% of the time, and again, if your parents had a perfectly great relationship, you probably wouldn't be listening into this podcast now. You'd have it licked. You'd have it sorted. And that's okay. That's not to shame. That's just to state. It's like, hey, certain issues have been planted in your nervous system. You're here to deal with it. In this movement, we do deep inner work. We don't do surface level bullshit. So much shaming of masculinity has happened. Wittingly, unwittingly. Sometimes, some of you listening in, maybe your mom and dad weren't together and they were divorced, separated, whatever, or it was just, you know, there can be a lot of explicit shaming of masculinity, of, you know, almost like this sort of thing. I'll rear you into this being a man that your dad, like, that's different than your dad. Divorced or not divorced, you know? And what it amounted to was like the restored, the rearing feminine pleasing boys into men. It's like, oh, it's so pleasing. But what's pleasing to you as a son to your mother, what's pleasing to your mother, how you would show up, that's pleasing. She's so pleased with you. Oh, he's the perfect boy growing into the perfect man, because you're eternally pleasing to her. But behind that, your authentic expression as a raw, primal, spiritually rooted in your spiritual fucking ancestral line of powerful masculine warriors and kings, sovereign in your full radical owned and expressed authenticity, is nothing to do with your relationship with your mom. So what happens is your exquisitely sensitive heart, yes, I did say those words, your exquisitely sensitive heart, I don't give a fuck of your 30, 40, 50, 60-year-old expression of, yeah, well, I'm not that sensitive, and like, sensitivity, that's just for fucking boys. Again, it's more shaming of masculinity. You did have when you were younger, and it still is locked in there. This is why we drink as much alcohol as we do, as we have so many addictions, as we get addicted to porn, we spend express all our sexual energy into addictions to work. We've so many addictions as men that is an attempt to sedate the pain that we don't know how to hold space for in our own nervous system. So yes, you still have, and you always will to the day you fucking die. And that exquisitely tender heart will crack into fucking tears as you're sitting there in many, many, many years from now waiting for death to fucking come. You will be welling up because you will finally be forced to fucking feel into the full, raw, flawed, beautiful, wondrous, horrific fucking experience of the human life that you've lived. You can pretend now. Again, if you want to pretend, if you want to stay sedated in this, I'm not a sensitive guy, I don't have that, like all of this emotions, I don't do emotions. Just stop fucking listening in, man. It's not going to be a good fucking podcast to listen in if you're fresh to this. If you're in consistently over time, you'll know we get fucking real. You are, and always have been, a deeply emotional, sensitive boy and now a man. You have a heart and a gut that, like, you're birthed to feel deep emotional connection and love, and it fucking hurts severely when that love was not reciprocated, when you didn't see the simplicity of the boy self. You had inner knowing looking on at your mom and dad going, this is dysfunctional as fuck, this is crazy, like, love is all you need. Why can you not just kiss and make up? Why can you not just be kind together? Why can't you just fucking hug? It's fucking nice. I've seen you before and it's just nice, and now it's just less and less and less and less and less. And it's so confusing because it's simple. Because as a kid, you have an open heart. You know, if you love someone, then tell them you fucking love them. Fucking make them a gift. Kiss them. Hug them. Gift them something. We generate so much love. But along the way, did you not just lose connection with that? Generating love just brings you pain. So you stop. So you experience all of that. Your nervous system experiences all of that. And it's so exquisitely painful that your 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9-year-old evolving adaptive nervous system forms beliefs off the back of it. It's like, you know, a man is an asshole if he causes any suffering to his woman. You know, when a woman does X, Y, and Z, that she's an asshole woman. You want to avoid that, or you want to, like, crack down on that, judge that. That's wrong. A woman should not behave like that or say that. You form beliefs about your own self. It's like, hey, I'm not lovable who I am. My authentic self is not lovable to women because your mother didn't know how to hold space for your full masculine, bold, daring, warrior type, super intense, fucking soulful expression. So you form these beliefs and then you enter into adulthood. But there's no initiations into adulthood. The powers that be, I have lots of love and compassion for them, but the game has been for a long, long, long period of time now that the powers that be control societal structures to maximize the greatest profitability, just make us en masse controllable beings. So they've done away with the idea of initiations, which would initiate you into your full power. You would disconnect from the umbilical cord connection with your mom, and you would be radically free and sovereign in your warriorship as an independent sovereign man, thus ready for marriage. That doesn't happen. So we have this fucked up connection with the past, with our mom. We're still totally connected with her. You know, sort of like 60%, I don't know how to do statistics on it, but like a high percentage of energy still trying to heal the bond, the wounding with your mom, as you're now trying to share your heart with your queen. And it's just, it's meant to be like, you're meant to be all in. That when you get married, it's 100%. Like the one woman in your existence that is more important than every other woman on the planet, including your mom. Actually, especially including your mom. It's your queen. That is not how it works. This is the fuck up of all things. Because the boy energy in heroic husband's main circles, we call it boy bitch energy. There's the boy bitch energy and then there's the heroic husband. The, you know, the conscious king part in you that knows, hey, I have to, my part of my job now, spiritually, emotionally, psychologically, is to be the most protective present force field that supports my queen, your divine wife, as the queen, as your guru, as your, like, the fucking woman. She's your spiritual reason for being in many senses, beyond, of course, your sovereign spiritual individual experience. But she's the one human outside of yourself that you've got to do the spiritual dance with and protect her. You know, your mom had your dad. She had her karma. That was a different man, different partner. And whether she was good at that, not so good, dysfunctional, functional, it doesn't fucking matter. That's her business with her king. You, your role as a king is your queen. That's fucking messy. When we did this exercise of bringing up resentments in heroic husbands recently and with one-on-one clients, the amount of resentments that get passed where my mom has been judging my queen. It's like butting in. The thing is, getting in the way, interfering, the thing is, she'll keep doing that. The maternal bond, guys, whether she was an asshole mom or the fucking, like, sun shines out of her ass, fucking Mother Teresa was nothing compared to my mom. Doesn't fucking matter. The maternal bond is so strong. Because there's no initiations to vigorously, irreparably cut that energetic bond between mother and son, thus freeing the mother to get the fuck on with elderhood, to be the, I think it's the crone in the feminine lineage. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's like just the elder woman, the powerful woman that has been birthed, been married, experienced sickness and death and all the rest. She's at the top of societal. She's free of that bondage of being a mother and allowing you be a sovereign being. Because that hasn't happened, like, the maternal bond is a fucking vigorously strong bond. It's not for her to figure that shit out. Like, ultimately, that's for you as a son. Of course, it's much better that society would have supportive practices and processes and rites of passage, but because they're not there, we do immense work within heroic husbands' men circles to support guys psychologically, energetically, do this in a tactful way that doesn't hurt their moms, doesn't hurt their queens, but that we take individually and collectively the role to initiate ourselves to make a clean break so you can have your full heart, full attention, full love, full appreciation going for your queen. And from that state, you can actually love your mom more. So the major problem is there's this, you're morally supposed to love your mother. And you end up in a cage of resentment that you sort of resent her. You sort of want to have a nice relationship with her. It's all fucking mixed up. She still sort of probably pokes her energy in and her opinions in on your queen and the life you live. And you don't know how to set boundaries. And it's awkward because you want the love, you want the respect, but you don't know how to fucking do it without hurting her feelings. And again, it's like with childhood, the last thing you want to do is hurt your mom's feelings. So we don't deal with it. And again, you might have done therapy. Talking doesn't do it. You got to go to ground zero, fucking shame, rage, resentment. You got to get in. You got to feel it. That child in you needs to have that rage, that resentment felt, worked through, little by little, little by little, that trauma released. From a trauma-informed perspective, that's the wording that they use, is that emotional load is frozen in your system. So you need to thaw it out. And when you, like, over time thaw it out, it starts moving again. It's frozen, or it's stuck is another word. Frozen or stuck. It's stuck in the system. You got to sort of warm it up, you know, massage it, get it moving. And then the energy starts moving, the resentment starts moving, and it starts coming out of you. You start expressing it. That inner child part of you that wanted to scream so many times, but hey, if you scream at the fucking table and you're five, you could be fucking put in medication. You could be put in a fucking asylum. You become the bold child. You get fucking attacked for that shit, so you bottle it up. You bottle it up. There's so much fucking suffering. There's so many guys. A lot of guys I've heard have come to me and they're saying, oh, I had ADHD. Had medication. Couldn't sit at school. Because, man, you had so much bottled up energy and anger. And deep resentment. Of course you couldn't sit fucking still. Of course. And sit still in school. Don't get me fucking going on the prison that modern school is. Sit still for fucking 20 years. Shutting the fuck up and taking all this bullshit in that you don't, doesn't matter how you emotionally fucking relate with it. Well, it was your mom and dad that sent you to that thing. They didn't homeschool you. They didn't, you know. There's a lot of fucking resentment there, man. So, but we're here to focus on positivity, on possibility. Your entire spiritual impulse as a man, as a masculine spiritual being, you have your feminine side, but the masculine core in you is to embody and experience radical spiritual freedom. Freedom of all obstacles, yeah? What fucking, this is why we can fantasize about, oh my fucking God, get out of the octagon. Is divorce even such a bad thing? Because to be honest, if I could just see the kids at the weekend and then I could do whatever the fuck I wanted, there's a fucking freedom in that. Yeah? You gotta be fucking honest with yourself. Again, heroic husbands, it's like, we don't sugarcoat anything. I don't sugarcoat anything. I've learned that it's essential that within myself, and I invite you guys in, is you gotta get fucking real. That doesn't mean that dropping your marriage and fucking off is the option. It's actually not. But you gotta get real that there's some part of you just wants limitless freedom. The only way to experience that limitless freedom is to offload resentment. So we end up coming out of childhood, we end up in marriage, and you fall in love, and it's all good and it's all loving. Clearly, if you're married, there was that period, the honeymoon period, whatever, roughly 2 years before the Bilbo Baggins dark side comes out, the old wounds. So you're this rational-minded, sort of hard-fronted, protecting the soft side, the soft insides off you. And intimacy, into me you see, scares the fucking shit out of you because Every guy that comes into one-on-one work with me, into Heroic Husbands main circles, I will get them to do, there's the five pillars of heart closure awareness. Part of that is, what is your blame, shame, and claim ratio in heart closure, in moments of conflict with your queen? It's like, that what level of, what percentage of thoughts in your mind? So it's like, the shit is hit the fan, it's conflict, right versus wrong. A lot of guys report like high levels. It's the majority of guys report high levels of blame. 60, 70% of blame thoughts, with 20, 30% of shame thoughts, thoughts against themselves, and very little claim thoughts. Claim is like, what am I not taking extreme ownership off of? Let's drop in and get fucking real. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast if you had more than 1% of those thoughts. Blame and shame thoughts. Those, that's key specific data to say, man, you're dealing with a ton of undealt with trauma and resentment with your mom. Because if you listen to the type of thoughts that you hear, and with the level of intense emotionality that comes, again, this Bilbo Baggins dark side, this volcano, is there not some part of you that just sometimes wants to fucking scream how wrong your wife is? You're fucking wrong! You're such a bitch! Fuck you! You know, it's like major, massively powerful tsunami volcano type energy inside of you that just wants to fucking erupt. Which can have, if you're like me, and, you know, in one-on-one, when it's shadow work that's been done, it can be, that emotionality can be matched with like blame thoughts, but they're dark, they're sinister. I have had thoughts in my mind, clearly I haven't acted out in them, but like of just drop kicking my wife, fucking leaving her, like fuck this marriage. Even like I tell the guys, even since I've started this podcast, like there's even more pressure there. These thoughts come up in heart closure. I just don't speak them to her, and I clean that energy up. I work with it. I'll tell her, baby, just give me 10 minutes. Nothing healthy. That's coming through my nervous system now. Nothing healthy. Not the time to have a conversation with me. I'll go for a walk. I'll do my work. I'll do a rage release. I'll come back to her and we'll laugh. You know, we'll have a conversation about, oh boy, that was really hot. Just whatever you said did just triggered that sort of shadow part in me. I just had to fucking go. I do it safely, consciously, the vast majority of the time. Don't always get it perfect. But that's the work. So it's to get fucking real. Isn't there a part of you that gets really dark? A moment. Fucking dark. Like, frighteningly dark. Might even frighten you. Nearly every single guy I speak with, like, they'll end up saying things or doing things or acting in a way that a few hours later, the next day, they feel a deep sense of remorse. Most guys lead with blame and then they feel the shame afterwards. Some guys are really, and there's no right or wrong, they feel just a ton of shame and a little bit of blame. But they just feel a lot of remorse afterwards, going, I fucked up again. I don't know any guy that has any exception to this. So the major issue with this and the problem is when you don't know how to own in a safe way the high levels of resentment. You might have subconsciously actually forgotten it. This episode is a reminder. If you have forgotten, or if you have had it live but you just didn't know, a lot of it is to do with permission. It's not a moral thing. This is your nervous system liberating your heart. Again, ultimately that's it. You know, the imprisoned heart that has a lot of resentment undealt with, it can't shine. Can't fucking shine, because so long as you have undealt with suppressed resentments with your mom, that same heart, you can't have resentments with your mom and open-heartedly love your queen. It's energetically impossible. That doesn't mean you have to be fucking totally enlightened. You just have to get those energies flowing. Actually, you can make radical progress really quickly when you do this. The major issue is, and this is like the issue, the number one issue in marriages for men, is when your beautiful queen says something that triggers you. She says something does something. Your subconscious nervous system, technically speaking, it's your autonomic nervous system, which at the reptilian brain part, I think neurophysiology, it's the thalamus. And if you nerdy guys, I have a book behind me that would go back to it, but there's some part of the brain, I believe it's the thalamus, that it's like it holds all the old memories. And what it does is, do you know all of those key moments, like you're witnessing and experiencing the pain of witnessing your dad being an asshole to your mom, like sort of caricaturing it in an extreme way, or your mom being an asshole to your dad, or your mom not meeting your attachment needs, allowing your authenticity. All of those memories are there subconsciously. There's an entire fucking library. So what happens technically is that part of the brainstem, it's a wonderful survival mechanism of the nervous system that evolved to keep us safe. You know, it's super potent. You know, if you got attacked or you saw somebody else being attacked by a bear growing up, it makes sense that the nervous system would have a mechanism whereby even if there's a 1% similarity, it's just vaguely similar, you know, the bear jumped out from behind a tree. But it was a fucking big tree, and it was in that one trip that was in an entirely different country that has tons of bears. It doesn't fucking matter to the nervous system. It's like, it doesn't go with such a context-specific thing. It's like, it doesn't in that nanosecond go, well, hold on a second here, let's just check Google and go, are there bears in this country? It's like, tree, rock, cold weather, breaking fucking twig and like it's just vaguely similar, full flooded fear response. If any of you have been bitten by a dog or were bullied, you'll have a specific thing, that one or multiple events, and your autonomic nervous system is now triggered to be super cagey. So technically what is happening is your queen doesn't have the power to cause you to feel that pain. She has the power to, by her words, her actions, what she says, doesn't say, does, doesn't do, if there's any, even a 1% similarity between how she shows up and any of, hey, your mother's signs of suffering. It's like if your queen cries, why does that trigger you so much? If she sighs, if she has any of the signs of your mother's suffering, and if you, when you were younger, you subconsciously went, well, that means dad is an asshole. If you're seeing the same signs, and every man will, you will see deep emotionality in your queen, no matter what. But if you've made that link subconsciously when you're younger of, my mom had displayed these signs of suffering, and dad was an asshole, he caused that, there's a deeply moral link to, she's experiencing the same signs in front of me, I must be an asshole. And the only way we have of dealing with that is like telling her to stop. Can you stop? And like we get desperate to stop her crying, to solve her problem. Have you found, almost exclusive with every single guy I've ever spoken with, you try to fix her problem, to stop her crying, to stop her sighing, to stop her complaining, to stop her suffering in a moment. And it drives her to get more and more irrational because she's not being seen, heard, or safe. But what you don't know, and she probably doesn't know, is it's your 5-year-old desperately trying to avoid being an asshole man. You're trying to save your feeling of deep shame that you're inadequate in that moment. And that's why we shut down. We go into heart closure and we might hold space for a couple of minutes. But when you're trying to fix doesn't work, you then resent your queen. You blame her. You're like, for fuck's sake, can you not just get, I'm giving you the solution. And you get nasty with her. And she cries some more. And then she shuts down from you because she's not being seen, heard, or safe. You're 10 out of 10 best in the moment, but it's not open-hearted with her. You're triggered very deeply with deep, dark emotions coming up of shame because I'm failing as a man. I've caused you. Fuck, did I cause you to experience this? I must be an asshole. I must save, but all my efforts aren't saving you, so you're rejecting me, and then you start blaming. So it's this, and all of that is triggered emotionality, triggered wounding from 20, 30, 40, 50 years ago. It has nothing to do with your queen. Because if you can drop into that and go, okay, well, this is from the past. She's merely revealing an undealt with thing. You can go, hey, baby, I'm wanting to hold space for you, but I just want to, hey, I'm breathing through a lot of shame that's coming up because this link with, you know, when my mom was crying, I got really anxious. So there was a deep charge of anxiety there. I want you to know I'm actually breathing through my own anxiety. It'll be communicated with you. You're going to pick up. It's nothing to do with you. Please go on. What's live for you? She's feeling seen, heard, and safe. Safe because you're aware of what's happening in you and you're explicitly communicating to her that it's nothing to do with her. This is what, when you hear the guys of the Marriage Transformation Heroes, the guys from Heroic Husbands Men Circles, that there's more and more coming on the podcast, when you hear that within like 2 months there's this radical transformation, that's at the core of what they're doing. Sounds simple. It's not fucking easy to put into practice after 30, 40, 50 years of momentum of blaming, momentum of shaming yourself. It's not easy, but it's totally fucking possible when you have radical conscious support challenging you to do this, not to blame, to take extreme ownership. But what happens without that support, without that awareness, you feel the shame, you feel the anger, you feel the resentment, you feel all of this mixed bag of shit. Well, your woman said it, she did it, didn't say it, didn't do it, it reminded you. But in that nanosecond, if you're feeling shit now, she just did whatever, said whatever, it must be, I'm feeling this because she did that, she said that. The cause effect is present day. And it loses the entirety of the truth, which is, it is just a trauma release. It's an undealt with massive charge of resentment with my mom, pain with my mom, anger, all of that with my mom, that I've never gotten to fully own and to, in a safe manner, just allow my heart fucking loosen and soften into. That shit hurt. For years, it hurt me severely not to have my authentic truth fucking listened to. And hence, guys listening to it, it's like, what triggers you most in your queen? Most guys will get triggered when she doesn't listen to my truth. She doesn't, when I express my needs, she fucking gets snappy. When I try to say what I want, when I express my desires, she gets all nervy or she just fucking plainly shuts them down, etc., etc. All of these triggering things that she does, you're perceiving it through a visor of your past. Again, the conscious way where you can make a radical shift in this is when you realize, hey, that's nothing to do with her. Now, how do you work with this? There's many ways to work with it. The ultimate way to work with it, I'm not hiding from it. It's by joining Heroic Husbands Men Circles or reaching out for one-on-one work with me. I am advising that because, hey, I've just heard too many fucking examples that multiple other ways of working with it just isn't effective. That is the ultimate. However, I do want to leave you with a process that I'm supporting guys one-on-one, and it's being used in Heroic Husbands Men Circle. So you're getting an insight as to one of the processes that really gets this up and going. Journaling is an immense supportive thing to do. Not just complete by itself, but it's an amazing tool to have in your conscious king toolkit of exercises to upgrade your psychological and energetic inner world. The prompt, the journaling prompt is this: I resent my mother because, and fill in the blank. I resent my mom, my mother because. With my one-on-one clients, I will do a week between sessions. I will do, okay, for 7 days, journal 10 times and just send it on to me in the Telegram chat for accountability. The amount of stuff that comes out, immense amounts. And very often from guys that initially were like, oh, no, I had a lovely relationship with my mom. She always loved me and she was always there for me. And then slowly but surely, the tsunami comes. And when that tsunami comes, what's important, guys, and I really, really, I do challenge you to do this, to implement this. Because I know firsthand when I did this, it's... like the bind that I was holding my queen in. I had imprisoned her. Not knowing this, I had imprisoned my queen into being a monster, actually. Because it's like, when you say these things, do these things, and then I feel this, you're wrong. It's like, I created a monster, which I ended up relating with her and holding my, pointing my resentment towards my queen, going, well, you're the fucking cause of it. I'm fucking feeling all of this fucking shame, all of this anger, all of this frustration. I can't. I feel disrespected. You never trust me. You always reject me. You don't want to have sex with me. You blah, blah, blah. You burst into tears. I try to fix. You never take my solution. I'm here fucking trying to help you. I've like a list of things I try to help you. I'm constantly trying to help you. And it's never good enough. You don't fucking, you don't appreciate anything I do around here. Blah, blah, blah. I wasn't aware that the resentment was being expressed with the wrong person. And it's like, again, I have a ton of love for my beautiful mom. She's passed a couple of years ago. Beautiful love, left her in a beautiful way. What allowed me to leave her in such a beautiful way was I dealt with this by myself. She didn't deserve it. She did a fucking her 10 out of 10 best heroics. And your mom, hey, was did her 10 out of 10 best. But your 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 1-year-old fucking, you know, pre-verbal, in the womb, whatever. That is locked there. And you need, you deserve to have that voice in you go, hey, I have a resentment. And it's time to let this come true. In a safe container. Journaling. It's not that you're attacking your mother. It's not that you're blaming your mother. You're not. You're allowing a part of you, your inner child, find expression. Because if you don't, have you not found that repeatedly that part comes so fucking hot in the moment that you're just like, even if you have, I don't want to do it, I love my wife, isn't there such a strong impulse to just fucking let leash or to unleash on her? That sometimes you get to snuff away, but it eventually comes out. Or sometimes you play an ultra squeaky tight game and you just keep it all in and you pretend you're so sanitized and you're all love and light and you judge her severely for her irrationality and you just want to divorce because this is, she makes you, she causes you to be so untidy in facing the shadow of vitriolic fucking rage and resentment that actually lies at the background of your being. That's fucking yours to do, man. Jesus had it. He went 40 days, 40 nights into the desert, faced the devil. It was the devil within, man. You know, there wasn't a fucking guy in a black suit with a pitchfork, with fucking horns in his head. If that's your belief, okay. But it was his devil within. Buddha, under the fucking tree, sat with his resentment with life. But here's the thing. You know, it's quite impractical to go off for 40 days, 40 nights as a husband, isn't it? You know, Buddha, I can't just go to my queen and say, okay, I'm just going to sit under that tree. Number one, I live in the west of Ireland. It's fucking cold and wet. Buddha in India, it's like, okay, Jesus in out there is like fucking warm shit. Like, so it's like, cool. Number two, yourself and myself included and every guy listening in, we've a lot of shit going on. So our spiritual practice needs to be realistic to the environment we're in. Journal for a week, I would say. Hold space for a lot of stuff that's coming up. Maybe tell it, say it to your queen, this is what I'm working on, because it can bring up a lot of stuff, this one. And hey, just go for lots of walks. You know, get some time to yourself. Have a cold shower, hot shower, whatever that just like allows you process it in a safe way. I resent my mother because, and let it come true. 10 of those journaling prompts, sentences per day for 7 days and see what's live. It will start allowing your nervous system to flow. And you will, for the first time probably in your entire marriage and adult life, be finding what the root source is of all the resentment. And when you allow that come true, that unfreezing, that unsticking all of this caught resentment, it's like the energetic memory boxes that go back a whole lifetime start getting open, and it's like new life, new fresh air comes into them. They lighten up. They start going, hey, actually, yeah, now that I've expressed this, you'll actually find that your past changes over time. When it was like, I can appreciate and love my mom even more. I can truly see. I don't have to rationally make a big fucking story because I'm not hiding all of that pain anymore. When you allow that part, you allow your heart express, you allow that expression come through you and own the dark side in you, your past changes. You can eventually come to be exceptionally grateful for everything that you have experienced. The most important thing that definitely comes is your heart becomes unshackled to finally start sharing love with your queen and seeing her as she is in the human experience without bombarding her and perceiving her as the cause of your resentment. She's a beautiful woman who so dearly wants to love you, and it doesn't matter how far into the shitter you feel you're at an impasse with her. When you start doing this work, some massive shift happens in your energetic system that softens your perceptions of her, that allows more appreciation come true. So you slowly but surely bring down the tank of resentment, which allows the heart, allows the love, allows the appreciation to come true. You got to crank that shit up, okay? You can't be passive on this. I'm not saying do resentment processes with your mother-son relationship for the next year. No, you got to fucking consciously appreciate your queen. But unstick your heart. Unstick your nervous system. You deserve this, man. Coming into landing here, what I know to be absolutely true for you, yes, you, imagine like I'm sitting across the table, brother to brother, man to man, heart warrior to heart warrior, looking you in the eye and going, man, I know one thing to be absolutely true. I don't have to fucking ask you. You have a heart of absolute infinite love, and your greatest pain is not knowing yet how to have that love received in the world and how to actually have your own inner knowing of an infinite ocean of love for yourself, how to feel that. That is the number one existential fucking challenge you face, is knowing you are an infinite ocean of love, but the pain of allowing that love emerge through 30, 40, 50 years of pain and suffering, and it gets so bastardized that by the time it comes out of your nervous system through words, through nonverbal communication, it just gets lost in translation. And what comes back to you clearly from there, you evoke a response that's pretty shit. Doing this work, the root work in Heroic Husbands Men Circles and one-on-one work with me, why it's so astoundingly effective, brutally effective actually, is that it works completely on the, you are constantly transmitting a message that is evoking a response. So if you don't like the response that you're evoking in your queen, you got to look at the message you're transmitting. And when you have the resentment dirtying that, it's like you have a diamond, but there's all of this fucking shitty organic soil rock shit on it and nothing is shining true. That's resentment. But there's a diamond. That's your fucking heart, man. And you're here, you're listening in because you want to share that with your queen and you want to have the power to skillfully evoke a response of love and respect and trust in you. Yeah, I know that to be a fact. Don't fucking bullshit yourself if there's an avoidant rationalization coming through you, man. Come on. I know it's true. When I say this to guys, so many guys tear up because it's like they're finally being seen for how loving they are. They just didn't, in this profoundly sick society, they didn't know, where the fuck do you say, guys, I'm an ocean of love. My greatest problem as a man is just not having my love felt or not feeling the permission to say, I am love. I'm here to love. You know, I'm only allowed to say I'm a doctor, or I'm a builder, I'm a lawyer, I'm a sports person, I'm a Knicks fan, I'm a fucking Republican. I'm like, what? I am love. You are love. Beautiful ancestral societies. spoke to this. Clean the plate, man, so she can receive your meal. Do that. I resent my mother because journaling, do it often, do it for a week, and start just softening into that. It will, over time, actually quicker than you can imagine, unleash the diamond of the ocean of love that's inside of you, man. Your beautiful heart, your beautiful love, and she will start receiving it because your message will be clean. The response you will evoke will be clean. You deserve it. Your queen deserves it. Your kids deserve it. And the next seven generations after you certainly deserve it. And if you need some support, by all means, click in the application link in the podcast description to join me and other powerful men around the world. Three groups and growing in Heroic Husbands Men's Circles or one-on-one work. In perfect alignment with the mantra of our movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.